الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا امنوا بالله ورسوله وقال الله تعالى في ايه اخرى ان الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الحمد لله الله تعالى has blessed each and every one of us with iman, with tawfiq of iman, the feeling of iman, the sentences of iman. But what a lot of people lack in the ummah is what is called istiqamah. They have a good intention, they have a good desire, they start a good amal, they start a good practice, but they're not able to follow up and follow through and maintain and sustain it. They're not able to have istiqamah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كُمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, that you must have istiqamah, you must be firm and steadfast, كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, as you have been commanded by Allah, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, and any and everyone who makes tawbah with you, he must also have istiqamah. Allahu Akbar. Now many of us, we make tawbah. We make tawbah on Jummah, we make tawbah in our homes, we make tawbah on Umrah, we make tawbah on Arafah, we make tawbah in Ramadan, we make tawbah in our hearts, we make tawbah with our tears. But then we're not able to do the next step. We're not able to have istiqamah. A person makes niyah, I want to leave my anger. A few days later, he gets angry again. A person makes niyah, I never want to miss a salah. A few weeks later, he misses a salah again. A person makes niyah, I never want to misdirect my gaze. I never want to feel that attraction. Few days later, he starts getting attracted again. Allahu Akbar. Now, was he insincere? No, he was sincere. It's not about ikhlas only. He truly did want to never be angry again. But he didn't follow up and follow through on that sincere niyyah. He didn't get the training called tazkiyah, which enables a person to have the istiqamah. So without that training, without that process, without those a'mal, he wasn't able to have istiqamah. So then what does he do? So he goes back to his place of tawbah. Maybe for him it's Darloom, maybe it's Khanka, maybe it's Dawah, maybe it's Umrah. He goes back to the place of tawbah, goes back with the people of tawbah, and he makes tawbah again. And then he cries again, makes sincere intention again, and he's sincere. He wants to change. He wants to become better. But then what happens when he goes back to his home, goes back to his shop, goes back to his family? Sooner or later, again, he slips again. Not able to have istiqamah. And Allah Ta'ala made this istiqamah part of our iman. Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu aminu. That all you who have iman, have iman. Ya Allah, okay, we have iman in you and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe we should have iman in something more. Yawm al-akhirah, yawm al-qiyamah, akhirah. No. Aminu billahi wa rasuli. You must have more iman. Deeper iman, true iman. Your life must now have the iman that you profess in your tongue. Allahu Akbar. So this is part of our iman, to have this istiqamah. Now there are two ways to get this istiqamah. One way is a process, and one way is an instant. There are very few people left who can do that in an instant. So first I'm going to show you the process, and at the end I'm going to show you the instant. Process of istiqamah is that there are few things that you must be firm and steadfast on. So the first thing is to be firm and steadfast on your tawbah. You must have istiqamah on tawbah. This is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, in order to teach us, he made istighfar 100 times a day. Our mashayikh, they teach us you should make istighfar 100 times a day. But if you just say it with your tongue, it's not going to help you. You have to feel it with your heart. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay. Astaghfirullah. I seek the forgiveness of Allah. Rabbi, who's my Rabb, who took such good care of me, who provided for me, who nourished me, who did every single thing for me. Min kulli dhanbin, I seek his forgiveness from every single time I let him down, every betrayal, every disappointment, every disobedience, every departure. Wa atubu, and now I turn away from all of that. I turn away from it, ilay, and I turn only towards him. Imagine a person says that with feeling, and then imagine they feel that, not say that, they feel that 100 times a day. Now when they renew that feeling 100 times a day, then yes, this amal of istighfar has the power to prevent a person from returning back to that sin. So it means the feelings. Always remember, our deen is about feelings. The asl of deen is feelings. Yes, there are wordings, we recite Quran al-Kareem. Their meanings, we do tafsir of Quran, explanation of hadith, dars of hadith. But the asl of deen is about the feelings in your heart. You will only get istiqamah if you have the feelings. There are people who come to us, they recite Quran every day, and they commit sin. They're hufaz of Quran, and they recite it so much that they haven't yet lost their memorization. This is Allah Ta'ala's satari on them. But they say that themselves. They say, I memorize Quran, I recite Quran, alhamdulillah, I've not forgotten Quran, I lead Taraweeh, and they commit sin. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So it's not the wordings weren't enough. They're ulama, they know the meanings. And they're good ulama, what we call they have istidad. And some of them also come, they also have sin. Allahu Akbar. So it means the wording isn't enough, the meanings aren't enough, you must get the feelings. Feelings. The feelings of tawbah, if we could feel them every day, is enough to keep us from sin. So that was to prevent us from going down. That's one type of istiqamah, that you don't slow down, you don't fall back. There's another meaning to istiqamah, that you keep moving. As-siratul mustaqim, ihdina. We're begging Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, guide us on this path. Keep us moving on this path. We want to keep moving, every salat, every rak'ah, we want this dua to be made, that Allah keep us moving. That's another type of istiqamah, that you don't even slow down. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So you don't fall back and you don't slow down. How do you get this istiqamah? That is if you have the feelings of ibadah, feelings of salah. Every salah lifts you up if you have feeling in it. And if you don't have feeling in it, you stay where you are. You stay where you are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, inna salata tanha anil fashai wal munkar, that indeed the salah can stop a person from every single immodest shamelessness and every single repudiated, rejected act. But when their heart feels that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their heart feels that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our problem is that we might pray regularly, but we don't feel regularly in our prayer. We may come to Jummah regularly, but we don't feel the glory and might and majesty of Yawm al-Jummah every single week. It's a problem. It's even more dangerous to do something regularly and to so regularly not feel it. But Allah Ta'ala designed the salah in such an incredible way that you will always feel feelings. If all you had to do, I'll give you two tips, because in Jummah we can't tell you so much. Two tips how you can feel in your salah. Number one, at the outset, in the beginning, ibtida, you must make that niyyah intention. You see, we say, Ya Allah, I'm praying four rakat, fard salatul zuhr, for you facing Kaaba. It's incomplete sentence. You must continue. In order to feel qurb with you, in order to disconnect from the world, in order to connect to you, it must be what we call in your istihdar. It must be in the presence of your heart and the feeling of your mind that this is why you are praying. When you pray for that reason, it will happen. And if you pray just to pray and you don't pray to feel, then you will also just pray and you will not feel. It's that easy. You just had to make niyyah of the feelings. And the best place to make that niyyah and the best place to try to follow up on that niyyah and to feel the feeling is called sajda. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that make sajda and you will get qurb. You will get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must try in every salat, every rak'ah to linger in your sajda. At least one sajda you linger long enough,
that you have this feeling, I will not lift my head until I get the feeling of qurb. Believe me, it won't take long. Now understand, why is it that we say Subhana Rabbiyal Azim in ruku and Subhana Rabbiyal Ala in sujood? Now if you don't know the answer to this question, it means you're proving by your own admission you're not interested in feeling salah, because you don't know the difference. The difference of the feeling of Subhana Rabbiyal Azim and Subhana Rabbiyal Ala. You neither know it, you never bother to ask anyone about it. So what does it mean? You're not interested. You're not interested in feeling salah. You learnt the words because you're interested in reciting salah. You don't know the feeling, so you're not interested in feeling salah. So understand Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. That is the first time your body moves to bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called ruku. So why you do ruku? It's due to the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you bow because of His majesty. You bow to His exalted stature and nature. Alright. Then when you go into sujood, why are you going to sujood? That was different. You bowed for His azmat. You went in sujood like Allah ta'ala said in Quran, make sajda, get qurb. So you went into sajda for another reason. You bowed out of His majesty, you went in sajda seeking His qurb. Now when you were seeking His qurb, what you had realized in the whole salah is the more I lower myself, the more I humble myself, the more I submit myself to Allah ta'ala, the closer I will get. So you submitted yourself as low as you could, as you pressed your forehead to the ground, but you wanted to know that I want to feel it in my heart, that I am lowering myself to Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is infinitely exalted to me. So you said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, al-A'la, hu al-wara al-wara, thumma wara al-wara, thumma wara al-wara, al-A'la, Allah ta'ala is high and exalted, above and beyond, He's transcendent beyond anything I can do. So what did you do? In your sajda, you acknowledged that there is a complete farq, gap, between you and Allah ta'ala. When you submitted like that, and you acknowledged to Allah ta'ala that there was this infinite gap between you and Him, that acknowledgement made Allah ta'ala give you His qurb. That you make sajda, and you get qurb. That's what you were supposed to feel. So you were supposed to feel different when you said Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, and you're supposed to feel different when you said Subhana Rabbiyal Ala. So easy. Allah ta'ala designed the salah perfectly for us to feel the feelings, but we never bother to learn. Allahu Akbar. Some people, they spend 20, 30, 40 years of their life and they never learn these things. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So then when you start praying like that, when you start feeling like that, you get that second type of istiqamah, which means not only do you not fall back, you keep mustaqim on your tawbah and you keep moving on siratul mustaqim. You keep becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one perfect example of this is right here, right now, Salatul Jum'ah. You see, the real muttaqeen, salihin, siddiqeen, awliya mu'mineen, they could feel their progress in every salah. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu mirajul mu'min. For the weaker one, for the ordinary one, it was supposed to be every Jum'ah. They were supposed to come and Allah ta'ala puts their special Jum'ah as like a boost. Jum'ah is a boost from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were supposed to get even closer. You were supposed to feel that boost. When you come out, you were supposed to feel that you got this boost in your qurb, your taqwa, haya, zikr, sunnah. And that lasted you until the next Jum'ah. And then again you came back, then you got another boost. And then it lasted you to the next Jum'ah. And again you came back and it kept going up and up and up. So then Allah Ta'ala put so many features in this day of Jum'ah. Whether it's the sunnah recitation of Surah Kahf, whether it's that special moment when du'as are accepted. Many ulama say it's either between Asr and Maghrib, or the last few moments before Maghrib, or in between the two Arabic khutbas that the Imam gives. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala put these special features in Jummah. So you get that boost. Now those believers, the real believers, they're feeling these things. You know, like people say they feel nature. Allah Ta'ala tells that in Quran to the non-believers. That can't you use your akal to feel nature, to look at the galaxy, the stars, the changing of the day and night? But for the believer, it's different. Now that you have belief, nowhere in Quran Allah Ta'ala uses taqilun, yaqilun for believers. For us, it's something different. Now can't you use your iman to feel the wonders of the sharia? Can't you use your iman to feel the wonders of the Quran and sunnah? Can't you tap into the feelings now that you have iman? Allahu Akbar. So they used to feel Juma. The way people say, I feel nature. They used to feel Juma. They used to feel their ibadat. And that would bring them closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, we're always happy to see in South Africa that you have large gatherings for Juma. Mashallah, large masajid, large gatherings, large makatib, large darulum, large madrasa, everything. But you need to now get large feelings. You need to get huge feelings from that huge masjid in which you pray Juma. Allahu Akbar. And if you don't get those feelings, and then you wait till next Friday, and then again next Friday you don't get those feelings, and then you wait till next Friday. So Allah Ta'ala made another package. Another package. So some people, they feel it 5 times a day, every salah. Some people, they get that feel, they feel the boost Allah Ta'ala gives them once a week, Salatul Jummah. And then there's another package, last chance package, and that's called once a year, month of Ramadan. Yes, and you will find most of us are on that package. That we don't really feel that extra boost in Salah, we don't feel that extra boost in Jummah, but Alhamdulillah, it's the karam and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do feel that boost once a year in Ramadan. So you should make niyat then, that okay, if you spent few years like that, this year you want that to change. This year you want Ramadan to be such an incredible Ramadan, best Ramadan of your life, life-changing Ramadan of your life, that after that Ramadan, then you feel every Jummah like as if it is Ramadan. That you come on that other package. Like you say in this dunya, you want to upgrade your package. That you want to feel every Jummah the way, alhamdulillah, mean you already feel every Ramadan. And one wonderful way to do this is to spend last 10 days in itikaf, following the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to explain very humbly, one suggestion. There are a lot of people who are involved in different works of deen throughout the year. And then there's some people who aren't involved in works of deen year-round. Two types of people. One who are involved in work of deen throughout the year. It may be studying ilm, might be teaching maktab, might be going on path of tabligh, might be they regularly spend time with Shaykh, maybe they regularly go to Syria and Turkey for relief work. They're doing things year-round. And then there's a second type of person who is not involved in deen year-round. For that second type of person, then no doubt Ramadan, because their iman is stronger, they feel closer to Allah Ta'ala, the Ramadan is a good opportunity to bring them more into different works of deen so they get a connection that will last them after Ramadan. However, for that first kind of person who is doing different works of deen year-round, for that person, my humble submission is that Ramadan is the time for them to recharge their battery and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they can better continue to do that work again year-round. You understand that the last 10 days of sunnah itikaf are critical for that person. And that's who Sahaba Ikram were. Sahaba Ikram were in that first category. They were those mu'mineen who were doing work of deen, forget year-round, month-round, day-round, every hour, every minute, every second. So because they were that category of person, so for them it was better and best that they should spend the sunnah itikaf to get even more close to Allah Ta'ala, to get even more nur in their heart, to get even more qubuliyah in their heart, so that again year-round they could do work of deen. So you can think which category of person, looking at your annual calendar, how you fall. And you make your decision according to whatever ulama, mashayikh, elders advise you. But either way, you must try to make the most of this month of Ramadan. This can also help us. Big boost coming. And you will see this is the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The many imams and ulama, mashayikh, they're constantly reminding us of that sunnah dua that Nabiya Kareem had a feeling 2 months in advance preparation that Ya Allah, put barakah. Put barakah in my Rajab. Oh, put barakah in my Shaban. I need 60 days. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this. I need 60 days of barakah from you in my heart, so that when I reach Ramadan, Ya Allah, I can benefit from the infinite mercies you're sending down in Ramadan. And that's how much mercy Allah Ta'ala sends in that month. That even for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the most zarf, who had the most capacity, greatest ability to absorb and get all of that mercy and hidayah and nur from Allah Ta'ala, even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so desirous so anxious, yearning, and anticipating for that month. So we have to, not just enough, again, to recite the words of that dua. It's not enough to just recite those words. You have to feel like that. You have to feel that feeling. The way you feel in Rajab and Shaban should change. That's called sunnah. Don't think Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah is confined to just words or appearances. His real sunnah, his greatest sunnah, is called his ahwalu kifiyat, his feelings, his state, his heart, his character. And then another way a person can get istiqamah, so we mentioned first was istiqamah in tawbah, second was istiqamah in ibadah, third is istiqamah in dawah. Istiqamah in dawah, istiqamah through dawah. Allahu Akbar. Istiqamah in dawah, istiqamah through dawah. What happens? Allah Ta'ala has made sharing and spreading this deen easy. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-deenu nasiha." The Prophet said, "At-taqwa nasiha, al-walai nasiha." That maybe only muttaqeen awliya could give nasiha. Ad-deen. Deen equals nasiha. So what happens? Sometimes you will find there will be a person who they can't get istiqam in their tawbah. They want it. They try. They beg, but they slip back into sin. They can't get istiqamah in their feelings. They try to get feelings in prayer. They get it for one, two prayers. And then again, they slip back into the heartless, unfeeling prayer. But maybe if they share that message, they share the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they spread that love in the rest of this ummah, then maybe then Allah Ta'ala will select them. Because you see, the knife that puts the... We shouldn't use knife. The spoon that puts the jam on the toast... The spoon itself gets jam on it. The spoon itself gets jam on it. And if the spoon is always used for spreading jam on the toast, well, the spoon will always get jam on it. So this is another way. And the fourth, very quickly now, the fourth, last way is istiqamah through khidmah. Istiqamah in khidmah, istiqamah through khidmah. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will put an opportunity in somebody's life. Let's take just one example. It might be khidmah of your mother. Maybe she's ill. Maybe she got in one of those South African car accidents and she's on a wheelchair. Maybe she needs one of your help. So for that, you need a lot of istiqamah to do that level of khidmah. But if you have istiqamah in that khidmah, Allah Ta'ala will give you istiqamah on deen through that khidmah. So look, search for the opportunities Allah Ta'ala has given you. Where's the opportunity for khidmah in my life? Where's the opportunity for dawah in my life? Where's the opportunity for me to feel more in ibadah in my life? Where's the opportunity for me to learn about tawbah, do tazkiyah in my life? Find those opportunities, search for those opportunities, and seize those opportunities. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has put this istiqamah in our reach. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. It's not possible that istiqamah is outside our reach. And in an instant, we will show you the second way to get istiqamah, which we were told you was in an instant, and that Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran that there are some people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That's it. All they do is say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, that our Rabb is Allah. Then they fall so deeply in love with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They become so dedicated, so loyal to Allah Ta'ala. They become so devout and obedient to Allah Ta'ala. All they had to say, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and instantly they had istiqamah on deen. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This requires deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something the mashayikh of tasawwuf, they try and distribute this feeling in the world. They try to distribute this package in the world. That can a person's heart get in so much love with Allah Ta'ala, do so much zikr of Allah Ta'ala, get so connected to Allah Ta'ala, that they will also be this feeling. And this is feeling in Quran, that Allah Ta'ala wants all of us to be like that. We should all want that. I'm not just alladhina amanu Allah. I'm also from those people, alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. That it's enough for me that you are my Rabb. That moves me. That gives me every feeling, every desire, every taqwa, every haya, every sunnah, every zikr, every khidmah, every dawah. Everything can come in my heart, ya Rabb, just because you are my Rabb, Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Can you imagine a heart like that? So all of you know then, many of you know, what does Allah Ta'ala say about such people? تَتَنَزُّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Or when they make this heartfelt feeling for Allah Ta'ala, they pledge their heart to Allah Ta'ala that Allah is our Rabb, and they have istiqamah, Allah Ta'ala sends the angels down, all al-malaika, includes Jibreel alayhi salam, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَعْزَنُوا. And then the angels give them these tidings that there will be no fear on you anymore, no worry on you anymore. You have this istiqamah because you turn straight to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sent all of us angels to tell you, no fear from shaitan, no worry from nafs, no fear from dunya, no worry from makhluk. Your istiqamah is maqbool. And Allah Ta'ala sent all the angels to tell us that. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And then Allah Ta'ala is giving you now in this dunya. You just said Allah is our Rabb and you made istiqamah. Allah Ta'ala is giving you the glad tidings of Jannah. Allati kuntum tu'adun. That which you have been promised. And then the angels say, نَحْنُ أُولِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And now for the rest of your worldly life, until you enter the grave, نَحْنُ, we angels, are going to be your awliya. We're going to be your benefactor, friends, companions in this life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And you know, even though we are angels, and we have fellow angels, and we do tawaf on the arsh, still we are so in love with you, that you are alladhina amanu, and you did istiqamah. We want to be your companions in akhirah. Allahu Akbar. So this is another way to get istiqamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us both. May He grant us every sabab for istiqamah, every connection for istiqamah, every sohbah of istiqamah, every dawah that can lead to istiqamah, every khidmah that can lead to istiqamah. And may Allah Ta'ala put that love in our heart, that deep burning love in our heart, that love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings us firmly on deen once and for all. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.